Did you know some travel credit cards offer 10 times points on your spending? Don't miss out on big rewards for your next trip. NerdWallet lets you compare smart travel credit cards side by side, curated by an expert team of finance nerds. What could future you do with better travel rewards? A free flight? A room upgrade? Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. NerdWallet. Finance smarter. Me.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this.
I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter. That's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Welcome to Brainstuff, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, Brainstuff. Lauren Vogelbaum here with another classic episode of the show for you. In this one, we talk about the strange physics of ice. We're pretty used to it looking cloudy and semi-opaque when we pull it out of our freezers or skate along its surface. But under the right circumstances, ice can freeze very clear, creating beautiful and sometimes dangerous circumstances. Hey, Brainstuff, Lauren Vogelbaum here. When temperatures dip below freezing, it adds a number of extra hazards to driving, but perhaps none so tricksy as black ice. These are slick patches of ice that blend in with the black pavement beneath them because they're so transparent. When drivers, blind to the danger, steer their cars over the ice, they can lose traction and wind up in an accident. Other kinds of ice are easier to see. You've no doubt noticed that homemade ice cubes usually look cloudy and a little opaque in the middle, like whitish blocks of cotton candy. That stands in contrast to the frightening clarity of black ice. So how come black ice is see-through, but the cubes in your typical ice trays are not? Liquid water appears to be clear. That's because the material neither absorbs nor reflects most of the spectrum of visible light. Most wavelengths in the spectrum pass right through it. And that's right, I said most. Technically, water is not colorless, although it often looks that way. Believe it or not, the liquid has a natural bluish tint, owing to the fact that it absorbs red, yellow, and orange light more easily than blue light. But our human eyes can only observe this azure quality in deep bodies of water. This helps explain why ocean water and glacial ice look blue to us, while glassfuls of drinking water look transparent. Yet, there is a deceptive quality to water. No matter how fresh and clear it may seem, it's never 100% pure. A sample of H2O might contain floating bits of organic matter, like algae or plant remains, along with suspended sediments, dust particles, or flecks of minerals like calcium and lime. It may also harbor lots of dissolved gases, such as oxygen. Without said oxygen, fish wouldn't be able to breathe. Gases and physical impurities are the key to understanding why those ice cubes in your tray are so darn cloudy. When water freezes, internal debris and air bubbles can become concentrated. The clusters impede light, causing all the differently colored frequencies on the visible light spectrum to scatter. When this happens, it makes the ice look white and clouded. But it doesn't always happen. Let's take, for a case study, a YouTuber who once appeared to walk on water. In 2014, Thomas Nunek filmed himself and a travel companion walking across Veľké Hinkovo Pleso, a deep freshwater lake in the Slovakian mountains. His video went viral because it shows the two men standing on some unbelievably clear ice. The lake bottom rocks below them are pristinely visible through the frozen water. The ice in Nunek's video was so transparent that some viewers assumed the footage had been faked. But the phenomenon is very real, and when the lake freezes over, as it often does, the surface ice can be crystal clear. An ice sheet needs to be almost entirely free of both air bubbles and debris in order to have this degree of clarity. There are other requirements as well. Ice is made up of crystals, and when water freezes rapidly, those crystals tend to be small and numerous. That makes the ice look whiter, because each of those crystals have reflective surfaces. So if there are more crystals, there will be more reflection going on, which will help scatter incoming light. On the other hand, ice that's been slowly frozen is built out of fewer and larger crystals, and those promote transparency. So ice will only be see-through and crystal clear if it freezes slowly and doesn't have too many impurities or crystals. Thomas Nenick's now famous YouTube video is what it looks like when all these conditions are met. On the day of his trek, the lake was topped with an icy blanket that was around 2 centimeters thick. That's about 3/4 of an inch. The water must have frozen gradually during a tranquil period with no strong winds to deposit debris in the lake or to churn up the water. We see the same kind of thing happening in roadway black ice. Although not all of this stuff comes from the same source, it can start out as fog, mist, drizzle, or melted snow, it always freezes slowly during low wind periods. It's consistently thin, and it contains very few impurities. That's why black ice is so transparent and frustrating to motorists. But highway annoyances notwithstanding, transparent ice isn't as common in nature as the white, clouded variety. There are a lot of reasons why a given ice chunk you find out in nature might not be clear. Some ice is made up of fallen snowflakes whose angular shapes and irregular crystals scatter light. And sometimes temperatures drop rapidly, resulting in ice with those smaller crystals. Artificial ice is subject to these same physical laws. Most household ice trays are designed to freeze little blocks of water from the outside in. Doing so has the side effect of driving impurities within the water toward the center of each cube. The finished products therefore look white and hazy in the middle. To get clearer, more attractive cubes, some restaurants use expensive machines that freeze water very gradually and exclusively from one side. That lets the impurities escape outward. Though if you want to make clearer cubes at home, you can do it on the cheap. Try boiling the water first, thus ridding it of dissolved gases before the freezing process starts. Just let it cool a bit before you add it to your ice tray. You wouldn't want to melt the plastic. Today's episode is based on the article, Why Ice Usually Freezes Cloudy, Not Clear, on HowStuffWorks.com, written by Mark Mancini. Brainstuff is a production of iHeartRadio in partnership with HowStuffWorks.com and is produced by Tyler Klang. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
What's up, y'all? Janice Torres here.
And I'm Austin Hankwitz.
We're the hosts of Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories, a podcast presented by iHeartRadio's Ruby Studios and Intuit QuickBooks. Join us as we speak with small business owners about the tools they use to turn their ideas into success.
From finding that initial spark of entrepreneurship to organizing payments and invoices, we've got you covered. So follow and listen to Mind the Business, Small Business Success Stories on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.